This is the state of things. I'm Phoebe Judge. Growing up, Liz Weiss never thought she'd become a singer. She enjoyed lip syncing with the radio and soundtracks from her favorite movies, but she avoided singing in front of other people. That all changed when she started going to church in her hometown of Portland. She became enthralled with the church's worship team and began singing gospel. This led her to record an album of her own. It's called There's a Light. Liz Weiss performs tonight at Motor Co. in Durham. But first, she joins me live in the studio to play a few songs. She's joined by Jackie McClough on the keyboard. Liz and Jackie, welcome to the program.
Hello.
So, Liz, tell us about growing up in Portland. You were more interested in the film industry. Tell us why.
Well, I actually wanted to be an actress. But upon looking at movies, I didn't really see a lot of roles that represented someone that looked like me. And so I thought that I would go and make the movies that I wanted to see. I love storytelling and visual storytelling. And even music is very visual to me as well.
So what were you seeing in terms of the film industry, the acting? What were you seeing that was saying, I don't actually want to get anywhere near this? This isn't for me.
In film?
Mm-hmm.
I actually went to film school.
But in terms of being an act, when you decided to move away from being an actor and kind of go into making, what were you seeing, that there weren't any roles?
Well, I didn't want to play a slave or a teen mom. So I feel like the story of people of color is more than just the struggle. And if film is all about imagination, then I felt like we could imagine that Black people actually had other stories other than oppression to tell, which is, I mean, that's the reality of a lot of people of color. It's not just Black people, but we also have other stories, like within that struggle, how one remains hopeful in the oppression. And I wanted to tell that story. I wanted to play a princess. I wanted to be in a sitcom. And so I decided, then I will make the movies that I want to see.
Let's go to music. What sort of music were you exposed to in the house, in your house growing up, that may have shaped your musical style today?
My mom used to sing all the time. I was born in LA, and she wanted to pursue music, and things happened, and we ended up moving to Portland when I was 3 years old, and she would sing to wake us up in the mornings, and she would just sing around the house. And slowly the singing started to fade away as the struggle of raising 5 kids on her own became more real. And I, being the middle child, would just go into my room for hours and just listen to music. So I listened to top 40 music, anything on the radio, Luther Vandross, Roberta Flack, Barbra Streisand, Bette Midler, I mean, NSYNC, Brandy.
Everything.
Brian McKnight. Yeah, everything.
Did you grow up in a religious household?
My family has Catholic background, but at 15, I kind of decided to go and explore evangelical Christianity. Well, I mean, I don't really, I love Jesus, and it's so easy to get caught up in the, I believe this, and this. I'm like, I love Jesus, and going to church was kind of like a safety out of the chaos that I experienced in my home as a child. Just, it's tough raising 5 kids. And so church kind of became the safe haven for me.
Tell us about your album, There's a Light. Why did you decide to record an album when it wasn't your original plan to be a singer?
Well, I actually got a full ride scholarship to get my master's in producing. And I got a job offer, and that was to work on a TV show. And I thought, I don't really want to go to school and be in even more debt, because I have a job offer, and I went to film school to work in production, and that's what I want to do. And so after I finished working on Portlandia season 2, the pastor of the church I had become a part of a couple of years prior asked if I wanted to sing on an album called Wounded Healer. And I sang a song called Enfold Me, and that kind of opened the floodgates to people constantly saying, we want you to have a solo album. And it was something that we recorded through the church and gave it away for free. So it wasn't like this I'm going to start my music career through recording albums. And it was nothing. It was just like, I'll do this for church and that's it.
Well, will you play the title track for us?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's a light in my life shining over me. There's a light in my life shining above me. Yeah. There's a light in my life shining over me. Though sometimes I sit and I wonder why strange things happen to me, then again I feel my friends are gone, yeah. But if I put my trust in Jesus, my pride into light on. Don't you see there's a light in my life shining over me. Lord, walk with me, talk with me. Please stay close by my side. Be my shelter, be my comfort, be my guide, yeah. I was blind, but now I see. Jesus, he came and he rescued me. There's a light in my life shining over me. I said there's a light in my life shining over me. There's a light in my life shining about me. Yeah. Let your blessings from above fill me with that precious love. There's a light in my life shining over me.
That's Liz Vice and Jackie McLeod performing the song There's a Light. Liz Vice performs tonight at 8 p.m. at Motor Co. in Durham. Liz, tell us more about going to this church in Portland and what compelled you to get involved with the worship team there.
Well, I just started going to Door Hope, and there are so many talented musicians. And a lot of the songs are original songs, and I had just was transitioning from a church that I had been a part of for 13 to 14 years, and we mostly sang hymnals, and we would play with the piano, and sometimes we wouldn't. And so whoever was leading the songs, that's the key we started in. And then to go from there to Door of Hope, where like these songs were written and these musicians were incredible, and they were so emotive, but not in a manipulating way. And I just felt like this tug of, I just want to sing in the background, harmonizing with people. And the tug wouldn't go away. And so I just asked if I could audition to be on the worship team. And I sang a couple of songs for Josh White. And then I would sing background vocals on a Thursday and then graduated to a Sunday and then sang a solo. And that just opened the floodgates.
Josh White is the pastor at the church and a mm-hmm. musician. How was it the first couple of times you performed in front of a crowd? Did you have to overcome any stage fright?
Oh, yes. I would sit on the side of the stage before I would sing every time I had to sing on a Sunday and just calm my nerves. Like my hands would be, my palms would be sweaty. My heart would pound so hard. I would grab friends' hands and say, "Feel my chest. I don't think I can sing through this pounding." And it didn't go away until probably recently, where it transitioned from I'm going to be super vulnerable and singing in front of people to what is it that I can say to people that leaves them better when they leave than when they arrived. And so, yeah, I've heard and seen the growth in myself being on the road and singing consistently.
Will you play another song for us?
Yes. This is called Baltimore by Nina Simone.
afraid of little seagulls on a marble stage, trying to find the ocean, looking everywhere. Hard time in a city, in a hard town by the sea. Ain't nowhere to run to, ain't nothing there for free. Hooker on the corner, waiting for the train. Drunk guy
That's Liz Vice and Jackie McLeod performing a cover of Baltimore. Liz Vice performs tonight at 8 p.m. at Motor Co. in Durham. You're moving to New York pretty soon to lead worship at a church in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. Are you excited to ground yourself in a church rather than be on the road?
Yes. I've been wanting to live in New York for like 10 years. I've lived in Portland since I was 3 years old, so that's my whole life. More than 90%. It'll be nice to be a part of a small community where I'm not going to be on the road as much. Being on the road is really hard. being taken out of your community is very hard. It's very lonely. It is very, it's very important, the kind of work that I do, encouraging people, but it's still really tough when you just feel so weary and exhausted, no matter what the end goal is, and that is to encourage people and to provide hope for people. As a human being, it is exhausting. And so I'm looking forward to being surrounded by people when I go out on the road every now and again, that I know that I have people backing me and they come around me, and I'm going out with the love and the message of hope being poured into me as I go and pour that into other people.
Well, let's leave some time for you to play us one more song. Mm-hmm. My guest is musician Liz Vice. She performs tonight at 8 p.m. at Motorco in Durham. She was joined in the studio today by Jackie McLeod on keyboard. Thank you both for being on the program.
Thanks for inviting us.
Thank you.
You can find out more about the show at our website, stateofthings.org. That's the State of Things for today. The State of Things is produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Charlie Shelton Ormond, and Katie Barron. Robin Copley is the technical director. Brent Wolf is WUNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Once again, Liz Vice.
Will you stay with me? I forget your name, and will you still love me when my love lingers out?